Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres.
Canutito and Grandpa go to sacar la acequia. Canutito and his grandpa smiled at each other as they were amarrándose los zapatos. En la cocina, Grandma Cuca was boiling up her everlasting atole, but even that didn't bother Canutito this morning. He was going to work con los hombres grandes, sacando la acequia. Grandpa, he began. Why is cleaning the ditch called sacando la acequia? Oh, you know, mijo, replied Grandpa Caralampio. It's porque you have to sacar all the garbage that people dumped into the irrigation ditch throughout the past year. Algunas veces they throw crap like dirty pañales and soap boxes into the stream. Sometimes the wind blows hierbas and tumbleweeds into the little corners. That is why we have to clean them out once a year.
Where are we going to start, Grandpa? Asked the little boy excitedly.
We are going to sacar la acequia madre first, came the reply.
Why is it called la mother ditch, Grandpa? Asked Canutito inquisitively.
Oh, tú sabes, said Grandpa patiently. Es porque la acequia madre is the main channel for irrigation water, with all the other acequias diverting from it.
What other acequias are you talking about? Prodded the little boy.
Las laterales, the lateral, the side ditches, came the answer. These are ditches como la acequia del Torreón, la acequia del Rebalse, and la acequia de la Plaza, mused his grandfather.
Those are real strange names for irrigation ditches, Grandpa, pondered Canutito.
Ditches are sometimes named for places by which they pass, like the old tower for El Torreón or the village, such as the one called La Plaza. But sometimes acequias are also named for what they look like. The one that is always overflowing its banks might be called La Acequia del Rebalse. Or the one that has muddy water might be called La Acequia del Marrano, and so forth.
Canutito swallowed his atole, lost in his grandpa's lessons. Without even thinking about what he was doing, his grandpa Caralampio continued speaking.
Sometimes, las acequias are named after famous settlers, like the old Frenchman after whom they named La Acequia del Tío Gervasio. And the one that flows behind the holy place is called La Acequia de la Morada.
By that time, Canutito had finished his breakfast and was hunting around for his guantes because real hombres worked with gloves. Grandma Cuca had packed them un lonchecito to take with them. This sack lunch consisted of frasquitos de frijoles, mixed with quelites, some tortillas wrapped in wax paper, and un sandwich de jelly de capulín con mantequilla. Oh, some of the other parciantes would even take fancier things like sandwiches de spam or de potted meat, and little packs of chocolate pudding that they had bought allá en la plaza. The men and the boys se habían juntado allá in the lowest part of the acequia madre, where the mayordomo would give them their tareas, as Grandpa Caralampio had explained to the boy.
What are tareas, Grandpa? Asked Canutito, trudging down the road, tried to keep up with him.
Tareas, began Grandpa, are lengths of acequia that are assigned to each parciante or water user. Once you get to the meeting place, el mayordomo, who controls the waters of the valley, will assign you about 12 feet, más o menos, inside the ditch to clean. Entonces, he will give me the next 12 feet, and then 12 feet to another parciante. Once you finish your share, the second mayordomo will come around and leapfrog you over to your next tarea until the job is done.
Canutito comenzó a trabajar all excitado by the idea of working side by side with los hombres grandes. Pero ya by noon, he was all cansado and wanting to play with the other boys.
That's when el mayordomo les pegó un chiflido, hey, and told them all to get with the programa o no les iba a dar crédito for any of the work done.
All day, Canutito trabajó con la pala cleaning out the ditch until about 4 o'clock. The highlight of his día limpiando la acequia was when he caught dos truchas that had been stranded in un charco de agua. At least he was going to have algo que comer esa noche.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno bye for Habla Usted Spanglish.